Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Life and Love Under Newman with me, your host Q Speaks. I am so blessed, humbled, and excited to be here growing with you all once again. It's been a long time, but we are still here. Wow. Yes, it has been a minute, but we are back with plenty of messages and inspiration, energy, and exciting goodies this season, which this season holds a lot of guest appearances, some callers in, and reading of letters submitted by you, the listeners, that we actually had a little stockpile of from the end of last season. And in addition to that, we're going to work on supplying and discussing and chatting about tools that will help all of us fuel our drive to turn dreams into results. You know, no man is an island. So today is the season premiere. This is season 4, and the episode is titled Bounce Back. Yes, we have to understand that a stumble is not a fail. A fall is not a fail. It's simply another learning experience. Now, what we do with that experience is up to us. Now, if we choose to learn from it or if we choose to repeat the same steps over and over again, getting those same results. And sometimes results can, you know, get worse. They don't get better doing the same old thing. You know, Lord knows I have a history of multiple concussions, getting those from trying to do things out of order with the wrong mindset and being surrounded by the wrong people. So, again, bounce back. Bounce back is because, you know, we're here no matter what we go through, no matter how bad that it seems, we're still here. And this show, I want to also make sure that my new listeners who are tuning in, and oh, welcome back, regular followers, love you so much. I want to make sure that everyone understands that this is a show that's an open forum, and it is a lot of my written works. These are, it's almost like a chat blog, right? I am sharing what I've learned and hoping that I can learn from you as well so that we all can learn and grow together, right? There is no such thing as perfection, but I just wanted to bring it back to the interwebs for everyone. And I can also play things back, and it helps me as well. I write my book. I read it. It tries to, you know, it helps me when I open it up. But, you know, sometimes we go through things and we shut out the tools and sometimes people who are angels or voices of reason, because we want to be where we are because we feel that's what we want, but we haven't calmed down enough to kind of figure out if the situation or relationships or whatever that we're in is really good for us and if we're force feeding that. I mean, I deal with that every day. I mean, you work in the workplace and wherever you have, you know, you have children, you have your family, you have a mate. These things test you. They test you daily. They test you multiple times a day. They test you to the point that you have a nice mini cellar in your home so that you can have wine moments more often than necessary or than the average, right? And we don't want that. For me, bouncing back is me looking back to the person who I was before, not to become that total person in the past, but to tap into those great qualities, those characteristics, those traits that can help make the current me, the woman, the person that I am today, better. So, with that being said, I had to reflect and thought about, you know, if I could narrow down some of the things that I had to stop doing and that I'm working on to not just secure the bag, but secure a victory that is about total peace and total health and just an improved well-being. I would say that it took me a minute to stop thinking that every stumble was a fail, and I found myself overlooking my small victories often, and they were really huge blessings, and that was so disrespectful. It was disrespectful to God, because see, I believe in the Lord, and I believe that there is a promise for all of us, and when we overlook these things, something as simple but priceless as the breath in our bodies, we take for granted, you know, unless we're suffocating, and then, oh, our breath is so precious, right? I mean, we overlook things every day, and those things are roadblocks. We are not, most of us, where it is we want to be because we are in our own way. And up until even last night, the devil's days. Oh man, when I tell you, I have learned that I'm gonna push through a circumstance. See, you let something happen, a feeling, you're offended, and someone's disrespected you, or you're in a situation, and then you know you're saddened. However, these emotions have just wrangled your mind, right? It can distract you, and then there you are, spending a day, a week, turn into months of non-productivity, right? And you're set back. And that person in that moment that you were before you let those circumstances deter you from staying committed and focused on you and yours, now you really feel like a failure, right? I mean, that's the result of that. We can be our own worst enemy, and we have to stop that. I have to stop that. I'm working hard daily to not be that person, right? To believe in myself and in divine order was something else. You say you believe in yourself, but if you're not committed to yourself and pushing through regardless, if we're not willing to be brave enough, courageous enough to ask for divine support, we're not really believing in ourselves. You can be in a relationship that you think you're supposed to be in, and you ask, Lord, please give me a sign, and if you tell me don't be with this person, or tell me don't go here, I won't go, and you ignore the signs, because, or you don't ask because you don't want him to even tell you, because you know you shouldn't be there. I know many times I've been there, so daily, if it has to be daily, if it has to be weekly, whenever I feel stumped, I'm brave enough now to ask God that whatever's in my life that you do not want me to have, please remove it. Clear my path to receive what you have promised me. I know you promised me peace. You promised me glory, victory, grace. We have that. This, you know, I'm not preaching to anyone, but I'm just trying to tell you that without these things, me, Q Speaks, could not be here today talking to you. Another big thing for me I had to learn was about being patient with myself and with the process. not necessarily as patient with other people, but I have to start at home. So you start with yourself first. When you start with yourself, then you can be that for other people. So I am a huge work in progress, and I'm proud to say that I am flossom, honey. Not perfect. Perfect in my imperfections. Yes, I am. To be patient with myself and to be persistent. I had to think about it, and I'm like, you know, if I didn't have a dollar, what would I have that was priceless, right? I mean, there are many things, but off the top of my head, it's like my word. Your word is bond. So if your word is bond and it's that priceless, it's that important, so much can ride on that, it can make or break you, why would you commit to yourself sometimes and not consistently? And I thought, you know, I break my word with myself. So why am I disappointed if someone else breaks theirs? You see, we always expect things from other people that we don't give ourselves. I'm not even talking about the whole do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. I am talking about how we treat ourselves every day. Every day. Again, being our own worst enemy. You know, it's not a fail. When you realize the time that you spent, you have got to make sure you do not beat up on yourself, say, oh my gosh, look how much time I wasted. You are where you are because that's where you're supposed to be. And if you've gotten an awakening, you've gotten it when you're supposed to get it, so that now you can go on, and now your path should be clear of the people that have sucked your energy dry, people who didn't mean any well for you, people who were just around to be nosy, you not staying consistent, putting yourself on your own calendar because you did not think you were important enough for that. If you can manage your job's calendar or anything else, and your kids' soccer schedule and your husband's or your wife's work schedule, you can manage your commitment to whatever those goals are that you have set, or if you are getting ready to set them, be committed to you. And don't ever think of holding someone else accountable for your own happiness. See, that's another thing. And people, and like if you're in a relationship, when you get upset, it's some kind of gray area. Because, see, I'm going to tell you now, I'm nowhere near being a relationship expert. I'm just saying, people in general feel that if you're upset with them, you're looking for them to do and walk along a certain road to be right by you, that you're expecting them to make you happy. No, that's not the case. But there are instances when people are looking at someone else's behavior and how jacked up it is, and letting everything that they do tear down their walls, their hope, their peace, and then they are unhappy. So, yeah, in that instance, you're holding someone else accountable for your happiness. But guess what, baby? You are responsible for your own, and I'm responsible for mine. We have to choose daily. You know, last night, I tell you, the devil was at me yesterday and then days before that, and I'm like, wait a second. I need all my good energy for my people. Like, this is bounce back season, right? I wish I would have a reason to not show up and show out with all of you. So remember, they are not responsible for you and for your joy. The sooner you learn this, the sooner you keep at it, it'll become natural for you, and that will be the moment your shift comes. You know, and I did quickly speak about, you know, for me also, that regarding the surroundings, people, and the energy they bring with them can either be beneficial or detrimental. So make sure the people around you are on the same path, or not the same one, but similar, you know, parallelish, but just like-minded, working towards becoming better without distracting your to-do list, else you need to go in the other direction, okay? Simple as that. So, again, season 4, this was the opening episode, which was Bounce Back. It is not the regular full duration because we have some letters to read next week. So, yes, next Friday, be set to tune in again. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you want to hear from me. the main thing I want everyone to focus on, and I want myself to kind of focus more on, is the simple things. The simple things that are so important, the simple things that are constantly overlooked, that means so much to not just us, but our family, our loved ones, the people around us. You don't want to feel like you're taken for granted, and let's not make those around us feel that way either, right? Let's work to become the best us that we can be, make better moves, bring that badass daily, and whatever the enemy tries to bring to you to tear you down, you take that, turn it into power, and tear that ass up with success, okay? That's what we're here to do. This is Life in Love under new management. I am Q Speaks, and I'm going to wrap this show up right now. But remember, you can send me your letters, your comments to qspeaks@universaldeep.com. Again, that is qspeaks@universaldeep.com. Email me directly. Send me your correspondence. Send me whatever. But I want us all to go today, off into this wonderful weekend. It's Friday. I'm in Michigan. This weather is brutal on me. If I've sounded nasal during this broadcast, please forgive me, excuse me. And I love you. We can love our kings and queens, our sister queens and our brother kings, right? Let's just commit to ourselves, and let's not overlook the simple things. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with Elizabeth Withers for my outro today, and that's simple things, guys. Be blessed. Love you much. Talk to you next week.
How do you explain this funny feeling deep inside? Makes me smile when I'm lonely, comforts me when I'm sad. How do you explain this sweet, sweet smile on my face that just keeps getting better with each passing day? For so long when there's more months at the end of the money. Your situation tells you to worry, but you see the flowers in bloom. Calling, daddy calling to see if I'm okay. Fresh air I breathe.